Let me introduce my mini drive indicator project, inspired by LED poles I found on AliExpress in three colors. Looking from below, 5 green, 3 yellow, and 2 red. They were just begging to be used as an audio output indicator. Of course, similar posts can also be obtained in single or dual color, and in any of the available LED light colors. It took a bit of scouring of AliExpress, because just such a set of colors, and in such quantities of each, contrary to appearances, is not the most popular. If anything, it is more common to come across offers of similar BAR LED indicators, but instead of the first, lowest green LED being inserted in, as if otherwise, blue. The given set didn't quite suit me for obvious reasons, but I finally got around to it and found one that was more normal. There are, of course, similar gauges on offer from Ali by the meter. Hardly any that come in different colors, all of one shade, red, green, blue, etc., right down to the most varied color sets or different numbers of LEDs. If someone is interested in the offer, but for example, 10 LEDs is not enough, there are also posts half the size, also in one or two colors. And since, and I have included this in the topic, it is also possible to connect LM391 star drivers in series and obtain indicators with a greater number of LEDs and, of course, a greater range of indicated sensitivity levels. I believe that the field of possibilities is huge. I based my design on a typical application for an IC specifically designed for such applications, the LM3915. The application note of the chip explains everything. In addition, it contains a rich description of all possible applications, which means that this chip, now only produced in China, even today, many years after its premiere on the market, can still be an interesting proposition. I chose one, tested by myself many times in several earlier devices, but still with single LEDs, found years ago in one of the first issues of Electronics for All. As I wrote, the schematic has been verified by me more than once in such a circuit, and has worked great. So all that was left to do was to work out a proper drawing of the paths to it, add the LED posts, and, oh, done. Of course, there were a few minor mistakes. Unfortunately, the years have taken their toll, and the board with the LED bars had to be mounted in a rather unusual way. Anyway, we managed to design the whole thing into a compact module of relatively small dimensions. For those who may be interested, the drawings of the paths are suitable for the production by thermal transfer of the boards, enabling the assembly of such a module as in the following pictures. Simply print them in their original size and transfer such a print to the laminate. One could talk a lot, but since one picture is worth more than 1,000 words, I will present my work on making the prototype below in the form of a photo report. Applying the laminate cut to size to the print, Captain adhesive film. After ironing and removing the paper, I use pages from women's monthly magazines, already read of course, and with my wife's permission. Made available to me for this purpose. A thermal transfer made in this way is already suitable for etching. Available etch at any electronic shop. The superfluous copper has been completely removed. The toner needs to be washed off. In my case with F-Brand Dragon all-purpose solvent. Unfortunately, it has one disadvantage. Each successive batch has a slightly different composition, and sometimes it dissolves the toner completely and without any problem from the plate. And sometimes, different batch, it only softens it, and it takes a little longer to remove it. After removing the toner, it would be a good idea to coat the plates with a rosin solution in IPA. 1. This will make it easier to solder the components later, and 2. It will protect the tracks from oxidation. The rosin coating needs to be completely dried before the next step. In my case, I put the tiles, then,